is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. New developments in a death that shook Hollywood 10 months ago. CBS's Jim Krasulo.
CBS News has confirmed arrest in connection with the ketamine overdose death last year of Friends actor Matthew Perry. One of those arrested is a doctor. The 54-year-old was found unresponsive in the swimming pool at a Southern California home last October.
Donald Trump is asking the judge in his New York hush money criminal case to delay his sentencing till after the November election. It's set for next month. Yesterday, the judge refused a move to get him off the case. Positive economic news has pumped up the stock market and stoked more speculation about a possible interest rate cut next month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
There were some thoughts that the Fed would have to reduce interest rates by a half of a percentage point because it appeared that some of the economic data were deteriorating. The reports this week, however, show that consumers remain strong, probably because the job market remains solid and price increases are slowing down.
The government's reached deals with drug companies to lower the price for 10 of Medicare's costliest drugs by 2026. Gaza ceasefire talks today in Qatar. CBS's Cammie McCormick with an update.
The National Security Council's John Kirby indicated some progress was made even before these discussions got underway.
The resumption of these talks is an important step. And in the lead up to this meeting, we'd already narrowed some gaps. Today, we are focused on the details of the implementation of the agreement.
He said there is a lot of work still to be done, and he expects the talks will continue into tomorrow.
Months after the Gaza unrest that hit college campuses last spring, Columbia University's president, Manoush Shafiq, is now the third Ivy League president to step down. CBS's New York's Christina Pham.
In a statement to the Columbia University, Shafiq wrote in part, "Over the summer, I have been able to reflect and have decided that my moving on at this point would best enable Columbia to traverse the challenges ahead."
A hurricane warning's been posted for Bermuda as Ernesto charges north in the Atlantic. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams says people along the eastern seaboard need to pay attention.
The large wind field will crank out big swells, making for rough surf on the East Coast. If you are headed to the beach, when in doubt, don't go out. That's the best thing that you can do. Just stay on shore.
On social media, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says he's agreed to an October 1st debate on CBS with his Democratic counterpart, Tim Walz. Checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is up 444 points. The S&P is up 75. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A former Racine County Country Club is making way for a massive industrial project. Ashley Capital wants to build a $440 million industrial park at the former South Hills Country Club site in Caledonia. The plan being reviewed includes 10 buildings and is expected to create 2,000 full-time jobs. July home sales in Racine County showed a little growth, while Kenosha County saw a higher increase. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors has a Kenosha County jump in July year-to-year home sales at 13%. Racine County had 3.5% growth. Microsoft has expanded its land holdings in Racine County by buying an additional 70 acres in Mount Pleasant. They now own over 1,200 acres in the area. A beach hazards statement is in effect for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It lasts through the overnight, and waves of 4 to 6 feet are expected. And the DOT says they're closing down the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are being told to use the detour, which includes 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a 5-game winning streak for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed, regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year. after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work. And if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple of years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Showers and thunderstorms will roll through the area at times. Periods of moderate to heavy rainfall expected. We could see some localized flash flooding. While the risk for severe weather is low, a few strong thunderstorms could produce some small hail, gusty winds, and torrential downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
WRJN. Now, the rest of the story. It happened on the morning of August 20, many summers ago. Two American warships, their sails taut with wind, made their way toward port. The American commander standing on the flagship's deck was first to sight the enemy, a huge black vessel. Boasting cannon, it sailed suspiciously near an island in the distance. Captain Swensel had seen enough of war to know the peril of hesitation, so he gave the command to draw near and prepare for battle. The enemy were equally prepared. The enemy ship, sails fluttering, solitary, black ship, turned broadside and opened fire. The American flagship was struck, two of her crew wounded, two more killed. Her rudder damaged, she drifted helplessly leeward. It was up to the second American ship now, and her commander, Stuart Pittman, moved in to engage the enemy. His was the first barrage. The black ship responded swiftly. Closer, cried Pittman. Soon the American vessel had drawn to within 100 yards of the enemy. 100 yards! American seamen frantically loaded their deck weapons now and fired three blasts, three hits. The third striking the black ship's hold, destroying one of her big guns at the same time. There was an explosion aboard the enemy vessel, followed by screams of anguish. Then lifted high on the point of a sword and waved for the Americans to be sure to see a soiled white shirt. The enemy had surrendered. Captain Pittman pulled alongside, boarded the crippled black ship with several of his men. But the enemy skipper, though badly wounded, was nonetheless unwilling to admit defeat, and he waited in the hold, his pistol drawn. He waited for the American commander to enter. When Pittman entered, about to appear in this entryway, one of Pittman's men, seeing what was about to happen, fired his rifle at the enemy captain. The black ship's commander fell backward, and with his dying breath, that captain related the rest of the story. That although indeed they were enemies, they had not anticipated a battle, had believed in fact that the two American warships were pirate ships. Nonetheless, the decision to fight had been a costly one. 48 died on the black vessel. 35 of the 39 survivors were wounded. Now, all that I have just related is little more than a footnote in the history books on those rare occasions when the encounter is mentioned at all. Yet there's a very good reason for you to know what happened on August 20, 1945. That's right. August 20, 1945, when two American vessels, actually two Chinese junks, commandeered by the United States Navy, engaged a Japanese junk on its way to Shanghai. For more than four decades, school children have been taught that the final shot of the Second World War was a brilliant flash of light in the skies above Hiroshima. Yet there are some still alive who recall that the last battle of the greatest conflict of modern times was fought 14 days later with sabers and sailing ships and cannon and rifles and pistols. A pathetic postscript, like the ancient admonition that war, after all, is only war. Now you know the rest of the story.
You're listening to WRJN.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please say to me, you let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love,
to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Showers and thunderstorms on and off today. Nothing severe, just your typical Racine Kenosha thunderstorms in August. Right now, we got some light rain and Sam and Dave. WRJM, local news, timeless. It's the Blues Brothers did a really great take on Soul Man from Sam and Dave, but I still think the original is usually always, always the best. Tomorrow on our Elvis Appreciation Week, tomorrow's contest wraps it up. Tomorrow, Elvis has been gone longer than he's been alive, which I guess will be all of us at some point. But Cindy, what's your long-term plan? Death. Anyway, Elvis Aaron Presley, we have got one heck of an album. Yes, vinyl. And this album is from 1955 to 1980, 25-year anniversary limited edition. It features stuff from the movies. It features music from the TV specials. I love the Las Vegas years. And even Elvis at the piano, the concert year. So it features specific points of his life and the hit songs that he was doing at the time. And don't look it up on Amazon or you're going to try to win it. This is really cool. And of course, it is used because we visited a awesome shop, and this shop was in Waukesha. They really helped us out with this contest, and we really do appreciate their help. That was Vinyl Vault Records in Waukesha, helping us with the used vinyl, making sure they're in great condition before we got them so that we could give them away to you. And need not have an album player or a record player to win. My first winner on Monday doesn't have one, but she's thinking about getting one. Nonetheless, makes a great air piece, if nothing else.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
August presents Bowler Appreciation Sundays. Score big with one-topping pizzas from Angry Brothers Pub for just $10, plus discounted lane rentals all day Sunday. Be sure to sign up for fall bowling and volleyball leagues. Whether you prefer casual or competitive, there's something for everyone. Also, check out the area's best live music on the patio every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6. The deals are hot and the fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Craving the best sandwiches around? From August 15th to the 18th, treat your taste buds to a flavor-packed experience with Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament in Cliffside Park. Enjoy the crispy fried appetizers and signature subs, and with the new mobile concession system, you won't miss a moment of the tournament. See why Lee's Deli has been Racine's favorite sandwich shop, the best of Racine year after year. Visit the deliciousness of Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament, Thursday through Sunday at Cliffside Park.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day sale. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue. If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Nah.
smile. I feel nice, like sugar and spice.
WRJ with local news, timeless hits, and of course the Brewers coming up. Pre-game show coming up at 12:36 today. The Brewers. Here's Dusty Springfield.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
On WRJN, you spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back. We've got the great tunes. We've got the Brewers in just a couple of minutes here. We're going to join them with a pregame show. Dodgers in Milwaukee today. And fingers crossed that we can split this series. Something sad, a sad note. Gina Rowlands died yesterday. I don't know if you remember. My mom used to like her movies. We always called it women power when my mom would go to her movie, A Woman Under the Influence, Gloria. But then as my mom got older, the movie that my mom absolutely loved, and I bet you did too, The Notebook. Here's Gina and James Garner. This is
two things I love could take us away together.
I think our love can do anything we want it to.
All right, that's enough. I'm going to start crying. All right, then he kisses her. And irony of this movie about Alzheimer's, and of course, Gina has it in this movie. Both Gina Rollins and James Garner in this movie, both of them died from the effects of Alzheimer's. Isn't that crazy? We now join the WRGN Radio Park Newsroom. While you have a great afternoon and stay dry.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One in four voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 26% is the highest turnout for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of two proposed amendments to the state constitution. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is still declining to talk about the extent of his wealth.
I'm not going to get into that question.
And why not?
Why would I?
Hovde's recent financial disclosure says he's worth about $500 million. Democrats say it matters whether Hovde sells his holdings in SunWest Bank.
We need to know what kind of influence that those that have money in that bank are going to ultimately have over the decisions he makes in the Senate.
State Representative Tip McGuire speaking for the Tammy Baldwin campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft is still making real estate moves in Racine County. The company this week purchased an additional 70 acres of land in Mount Pleasant for almost $13 million. The latest acquisition brings their total land ownership in the area to over 1,200 acres. The new land is in the current project area, but north of Highway 11. The tech giant's $3 billion data center project is expected to create more than 2,000 construction jobs by year-end. Referenda for funding emergency medical services in Kenosha County got mixed results Tuesday night. Randall and Wheatland voters strongly supported increased funding, while Twin Lakes residents narrowly opposed their measure. The Kenosha County Clerk's Office says all results will remain unofficial until a vote canvass on August 20th.
Everybody knows it's festival season, and Potawatomi has been planning to receive a $500,000 grant from Pleasant next week. Drivers are advised to use alternate routes, including 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. The closure dates and times may be subject to change based on weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.